and welcome to this week's look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. This week, we're going to start installing the Debian Linux distribution. But before I get into that, I thought I'd give you a little more information about where to get Debian CD-ROMs. If you live in the United States, a good place to get Debian CD-ROMs is cheapbytes.com, with bytes spelled B-Y-T-E-S. You just go to their front page, follow the link to enter the store, and then, as of the time this is being recorded, you will find information and links about the Debian CD-ROMs on that page. Now, on with the installation. I'm sitting here at a DOS prompt without a screen reader loaded, and now I'm going to go to the Debian directory on my C drive, where the files I have downloaded are stored. So I'm going to type cd/Debian and press enter. Now I'll type install and press enter and hope it comes up talking.
Right, talk about Linux version 2.
Yes, it did. And on this computer it will probably take only a few seconds to get it going. So now I'm going to press the plus key on the keypad to read the screen.
Release of software in the public interest presents Debian 2/Linux 2.2. This is the Debian Rescue Floppy version 2.2.16. Keep it once you have installed your system.
Alright, there's the introduction screen. Now before we go through the Debian installation program, I want to repartition the hard drive with FDisk. And the reason I'm doing this now is because, by default, the Debian installation program uses CFDisk, which is a little more difficult, I think, to use with speech. So, we're going to deviate a little from the standard installation procedure and use FDisk instead. Would be kind of nice if the installer would provide the option as part of the procedure to run either FDisk or CFDisk. And you'll notice that I'll make a few more comments about things that could be improved in the installer, because Debian is well known for not being the most user-friendly distribution to install. Anyway, we're going to go over to another virtual console so we can run FDisk. So now I'll type Alt F2, press Enter on the keypad, and now press 8 on the keypad.
Please press enter to activate this console.
Alright, I'll do that. And the reason we didn't hear anything spoken from the synthesizer is that the shell prompt at this point is a number sign, and the number sign isn't spoken at this punctuation level in speakup. Anyway, now I'm going to start FDisk by typing
FDISK /DDP /FDA.
And if you want to do this on a drive other than the first IDE drive on your computer, you would type something different. For example, I recently helped someone install this on a second IDE drive whose device name was /dev/HDB because it was bigger than her first IDE drive. Anyway, I'll press enter now.
Command F for help.
It should have said command. I think that's a speak-up bug. Now, I'm going to type P and press enter to print the partition table.
P,
you can examine this partition table more slowly with the speak-up screen review commands. But that gives you an idea of what you'll find there. Now I'm going to press N to create a new partition.
N. Command action L. Logical 5 4 over P. Primary partition 1 4.
I'm going to create a new primary partition, so I'll type P.
P, partition number 1-4.
Partitions 1 and 2 are occupied already, so I'll type in 3.
3, first cylinder 517, 789, default 517.
The default is fine.
Using default value 517, last cylinder or size or size or size at 517, 789, default 789.
Now, if we go with the default, the partition is going to fill the rest of the disk, and that's not what I want to do. Instead, I want to create a 32 megabyte swap partition, or if you prefer, a virtual memory partition. To do this, we type plus 32M to indicate that the last cylinder is 32 megabytes after the first cylinder.
Plus 32M. Command F for help.
Now I'll create another partition. This one will be my... Before I go on, I need to change the type of partition number 3 because by default it's a Linux native partition and we want it to be a swap partition. So now I'll type T and press enter.
T. Partition number 153. Xcode type L2 list codes.
Alright, if you want to, you can type L and look through the probably 100 or 200 codes that will be listed. But I've memorized that the code for a Linux swap partition is 8.2. So I'll type that.
8.2. Change system type of partition 3 to 82 Linux swap command M for help.
Now let's create partition number 4, which is the primary Linux file system.
M. Command action logical 5.4 over P primary partition 1.4. P. Partition number 1.4.
4 is the only one left.
4. First cylinder 522, 789. Default 522.
That's fine.
Using default value 522, last cylinder or size or size at 522, 789. Default 789.
Now this time we do want it to fill the whole disk, so I'll just press enter.
Using default value 789, command M for help.
That's it. Now I'm going to write the partition table by typing W and pressing enter.
W. The partition table has been altered. Calling back to rewrite partition table. Warning. If you have created or modified any .6x partitions, please see the disk manual page for additional information. Sysdisk disks.
And I think it's done. Now I'll go back over to console 1. And read the screen again, just to be sure of where we are.
Release no software into the public interest.
Okay. We're back on the Debian installation console, still at the introductory screen. So now I'll press enter.
Debian /Linux system installation space. Please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian /Linux installation main menu. Your keyboard has not yet been configured. Please select Next from the menu to configure the keyboard. Next, configure the keyboard alternate partition.
All right, we want to configure the keyboard, so I'll just press Enter.
Debian /Linux system installation space. Select a keyboard. Please select a keyboard. If you don't find the exact right choice below, please choose something close. You will be able to configure more keyboard choices by running config once you have installed the base system. QWERTY /UK50P.
The first one is the US keymap, which is what I want. And I know that if you choose that one, you will get your speakup screen review commands. I don't know about other keyboard maps that are available in Debian.
Debian /Linux system installation of /down between elements enter selects. Please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Space Debian /Linux installation main menu. There are Linux native and Linux swap partitions present on your system. The next step would be to initialize and activate a swap partition to provide virtual memory to your system. If you have not finished partitioning your disks or wish to change the partitions, please select Previous from the menu to partition them. If you are satisfied with your partitions, please select Next from the menu to initialize and activate your swap partition, or alternate to activate a previously initialized swap partition. If you absolutely insist on doing without a swap partition, select Alternate.
Okay, now I'm going to press the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line, which is the currently highlighted choice.
Next, initialize and activate a swap partition.
And you'll notice that it recognized our partitions, even though we didn't make them through the standard procedure for this installation. So now I'll press Enter to initialize my swap partition.
/Linux System Installation /Swap Partition. Please select the partition to initialize.
Again, I'll press the 8 key on the keypad.
/dev/3/Linux/swap.
That's it. The only one I have. So I'll press Enter once again.
/skip/scan/adblocks. The system can scan the entire partition for unreadable disk blocks and will mark any such ad blocks it finds so that they will not be used. This requires that every block be read, and thus could take a long time, but may save you trouble later. Modern disk controllers generally do not need this, since they can identify and deal with bad blocks automatically, so the default is not to perform this check. Should the bad blocks have...
Okay, I don't want to perform the bad blocks check, because I want to get this system installed quickly, so I can get back to work on it, since this is my real system. So, I'll press Enter.
Chase, are you sure? You have chosen to initialize /dev/3 as a swap device. This will permanently erase any data on this partition. Are you sure you want to do this? Yes, no?
This is a yes or no question, obviously. And in this installer, the two choices are on the same line for this kind of question, and one of them is highlighted. And to find out which one is highlighted, you press the 5 key on the keypad.
That's yes, greater.
All right, yes is highlighted, which is good, because I want to go ahead and initialize my swap partition. So I'll press Enter.
Space initializing swap partition. Setting up swap space version 0, size 41,119,744 by Debian /Linux System Installation. Please wait, the installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian/Linux Installation main menu. There are Linux native partitions present on your system, but none are mounted. You must mount a root file system, and you may mount other.
All right, once again, I'll press 8 on the keypad.
Next, initialize a Linux partition.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
/Debian/Linux System Installation /Select Partition. Please select the partition to initialize as a Linux X2 file system. /dev/4/Linux native. Cancel.
HDA4 is the only one I have, so I'll press Enter.
Pre-2.2 Linux kernel compatibility. This 2.2 version of the Linux kernel has new X2 file system features not present in earlier kernel versions. Using these features, however, means that you will not be able to use this file system with earlier kernels, such as Linux 2.0. Do you want to retain Linux kernel 2.0 compatibility, FTP?
I don't think we're ever going back to kernel version 2.0, and I think at some point we have to do away with backward compatibility if it gives us new features. So I'm going to select no on this question. First of all, I'll make sure that the default choice is yes, like I did think it is, by pressing 5 on the keypad.
That's yes, greater.
All right, now I'll press the right arrow to go over to no.
Yes, no.
And to make sure that I did the right thing, I'll press 5 once again on the keypad.
That's no greater.
And now I'll press enter.
Say skip the scan for that blocks. The system can't scan the enter.
Yes, once again, we want to skip the scan for bad blocks, especially for this partition, since it's quite large, around 2 gigabytes. So I'll press Enter once again.
Chase, are you sure? You have chosen to initialize /dev/. That's yes, greater.
I pressed 5 on the keypad, and now I'll press Enter.
Chase, creating file system for 2.2 kernels open.
I'm waiting for the hard drive to stop. It's working on setting up the file system. Sounds like it stopped now. I'll read the screen once again.
Mount as the root file system. You must mount your root file system /dev or you can't mount any other file systems. Would you like to mount /dev/dev or as the root file system? Yes, no, Debian, /Linux.
Yes, I want this to be the root file system. In fact, this is my only Linux file system. So now, I'll press Enter.
Chase, please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian, /Linux installation main menu, you've mounted your root file system. You may initialize and mount additional file systems, or you may go on to install the operating system kernel and the modules. Next, install operating system kernel and...
I'm done with partitions and file systems, so now let's install the kernel. This is the heart of the operating system.
Debian, /Linux system installation space select installation medium. Please select the medium you will use to install the system. CD-ROM. CD-ROM drive /F/MD0. First floppy drive /F/MD1. Second floppy drive hard disk. Partition on the RT50P.
Alright, the hard disk is three items down on this menu, so I'll press the down arrow three times.
/F.
And now I'll press 8 on the keypad to see where we are.
Hard disk. Partition on the hard disk.
And now I'll press Enter.
Debian, /Linux system installation, select partition. Please select the partition where your Debian archive resides. /dev/01.
Yes, it's on HDA1, which is my C drive.
Space, choose Debian archive path. Please choose the path inside the hard disk file system where the Debian archive resides. /inst. Okay, cancel.
Now I have to type in the path where the archive resides, and they've already put in there /inst mnt, and this is the mount point under our current file system for the DOS partition. Anyway, my Debian archive is located under the Debian directory under the DOS partition, so we just type /Debian and press Enter.
/DBBIAN. Space, select Debian archive path. Please select the directory containing the file images 1.44/rescue.bin that you will use to install the kernel and modules. List. Choose from a list of all archive paths manually. Enter the directory containing the archive files. Cancel. Up slash down between help.
Alright, now I'll press Enter to accept the default.
Space, please, wait. The installation program is building a list of all directories containing the file images 1.
Now I'll press the 8 key on the keypad to see where we are.
/inst/Debian.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I typed. This is one part of the installation that I think is somewhat awkward and repetitive. When I typed in /Debian a couple of screens ago, it should have noticed that this is a top-level path for the archive, and then just gone on. I may suggest that to the Debian developers as an improvement for the future version. Anyway, I'll press Enter and go on to the next step.
Space, please, wait. Installing the rescue floppy from floppy images on mounted medium. Bootcrypt. Device not configured, please wait. Installing drivers from /inst/debian/drivers.tgz. Please wait. The installation program is determining the current state of your system and the next installation step that should be performed. Debian /Linux installation main menu. You've installed the operating system kernel and the modules. Please select next to configure the device driver modules, or alternative you have to configure any PC and CIA devices. Next, configure device driver module 50P.
Alright, I do need to configure some PC and CIA devices, since I'm installing this on a laptop, and I'm going to be using a PC and CIA network card. So, I'll press the down arrow.
Next.
And press the 8 key on the keypad to see where we are.
Alternate. Configure PC and CIA support.